You are coming in to speak for the 2014 Social Work Lecture Series on Religious Diversity, Finding the Commonalities. What will be the focus of your presentation?
The focus of my presentation will be on the commonalities between Judaism and the other religions that are here in the United States, primarily Christianity. But I do think that Americans are more and more aware of the religious diversity of the people who live in the United States. So I'm going to be speaking about the commonalities, the consequences of an ethical stance, understanding monotheism as being ethical in its orientation, concerned about the deeds of human beings and trying to strive to do good deeds, to be kind to other peoples, to aid our communities in going forward. So I'm going to be focusing on how Judaism envisions human beings and the consequences of that vision, right? What it means to be in God's image, how that conveys the sanctity in every human being. So it conveys the importance of human actions as we strive to perfect the world. We'll never be at a perfect world, but it is our duty and our right and, in fact, our hope that we can perfect relations between people and improve our society. I also want to talk about the discontinuities, the differences between religions. Most people think that it is at the intellectual level, at the level of dogma or doctrine. But in fact, that which really accounts for the differences between communities, between different religious groups, is the liturgical, the life of a community, how most religions do share many points of contact, many doctrines. But what makes them different is how they live that out in the celebrations of the smaller communities that they find themselves, the local communities, and in the celebrations in the life cycle of a person. And indeed, I would say that, at least in the Jewish community, the great debates are not about dogma or doctrine, but liturgical concerns. Someone comes in and wants to change the tune of something, and that gets at something very deep inside a community.
Now, what you've told me so far is growing out of your academic practice, but it relates to something that I am starting to see in universities and in communities, a designation as a compassionate university or a compassionate city. That fits into what you're talking about.
Well, I think there is more and more awareness of the compassionate side of life. I think there's more awareness as we become more of a isolated because of our technologies. There's something that I see now that I certainly did not see 10 years ago when I started teaching at a university, which is students walking through the university talking animatedly, but not to anyone near them. Everyone is on their smartphone talking to someone and nowhere speaking to anyone close by to them. And I see that very much not just in universities, but also in communities outside of a university. So I think that as we become more distant from the people closest to us, I think that there is an urge, a striving within people to realize that as things become easy for us to communicate with those far away, we're distancing ourselves from the people who are closest to us. And so in order to counteract that, we've become more aware of being compassionate towards others, thinking about the consequences of our actions, being more open to religious diversity, sexual diversity, cultural diversity, in a way that was not the case 50 years ago or 75 years ago or even 25 years ago.
Well, I'm thinking of the Bible Belt and the fact that it isn't very diverse religion-wise. And do you see that changing with this evolution of isolation by technology? Do you think that has made an inroad into the Bible Belt?
I think it's made some inroad. I think that there are negative effects of the internet, that people are, rather than seeking news or entertainment from a more general source that tries to do a little bit of this and a little bit of that, technological revolution has meant that it's easier to receive information from the sources that agree with you and that omit any sources that might disagree with you. So to a certain extent, the technological revolution has made it easier to become rigid and not have to deal with others. At the same time, I think there is within the general culture of the United States a greater mixing than there was 50 years ago. So, you know, technology has become more isolated, but at the same time, the general culture in the United States is becoming more diverse and I think more sensitive to diversity and other opinions. You know, there are communities in the United States where, you know, people have not traveled, where the media is quite limited. So that certainly is the case. I think at the same time, major institutions in American life have become more multicultural or more aware of the many dimensions of culture within the United States.
In addition to the human sharing of a need for compassion both for others and for oneself, what are the other commonalities you will highlight in your presentation?
Well, I think there's a strong urge to justice, to make sure that institutions are just, societies are just, and justice is also part of compassion. I mean, those who are marginalized in society really do need to be taken care of in a more direct way by our institutions. I do think that there are traditions about leadership, that leadership is not about power, but about seeking the good for a larger community. And I think that's very much part of religious leadership in a way that political traditions are not. I think there's also a tradition about personal behavior and the importance of personal behavior, that we can't simply rely on institutions or society as a whole, but we must reflect personally on where we are in our own lives.
Would you call yourself an activist rabbi?
Yes. I mean, I'm both a scholar in that I work as a professor in a university and do my academic work in trying to understand ancient societies, ancient law, and how those ideas and motifs and institutions have been developed and reorganized, how they've have at their heart the same type of ultimate questions that we have today. At the same time, I am an active rabbi. I write what are called responsa. Someone sends in a question to a rabbi or a group of rabbis about a contemporary pressing issue and asks for a response. So I have written about how animals are raised for food and issues of cruelty and the suffering of animals. I'm also very much involved in the Jewish deaf community and trying to make the hearing community more aware of the issues of the deaf, more cognizant of how they speak about the deaf, how they're aware of the deaf. So I am both a scholar as well as an activist.
I'm so glad you're coming to campus. Thank you.
Okay, thank you so much.